Yeah, there's a lot of young folks that I encounter on CBC that are just starting out, and a lot of them, surprisingly, into music that we grew up with, rock music, which is really refreshing to see that. What advice would you give to kids just starting out to if they wanted to form a band and start playing? What would any advice you would give them, having been doing this for so long?
I would say it's depending upon the area of the country that you're in, separate yourself from money and do it, have a great time with it, but don't think so much about making a living out of it, because it's very, very difficult. I wouldn't want my children to try to follow in my footsteps. I think we're sort of an anomaly. I think that, you're in a situation where, you're blessed as well to be on Bourbon, and that's an anomaly. That's not all over the country. So I think if you do it for the love of music and you do it because it's in your heart and you love it, then do it. And I would never, ever tell anyone not to follow the path that they're on. But just be realistic about the fact that, I'd hate to see somebody go, that I'm going to make a living in music in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm going to live in a little shack and eat hamburgers, and just starve themselves trying to do it. Have a backup plan. But, just follow your heart, man. Go down the road.
Right. Glenn?
I agree with what Troy said, and I think that we still have friends that we can still look at to this day, trying to do that, still trying to make it, but always in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I think it's good to have the backup plan. I think that you have to do it because you love the music or instrument or singing, whatever it is. That's why we did it. I think it is. I'm very blessed to have him in my life, because without him, I wouldn't be able to do this now. It is an anomaly. I think that, and also and what he said on Bourbon, it's there's not a lot of places where you can really carve out a living with music consistently for so long.
Right.
Unless you were a signed band back in the day and you had all this following. It's a very hard ladder to climb. So do it because you want to, and do it because you love it. And if something great comes out of it, then kudos.
Cool. Anything else you want people to know about No Idea?
Yeah, we're still here, 24 years later. There's a lot of imitators out there, but we're still alive, and still love what we do, and still work hard to put out a great product. And I think longevity in any business is key. And I think, I never really understood that when I was younger, how that works. But the reason longevity is so, just means so much to a business is because, the longer you're around, the more your spider web sort of spreads, and you meet more and more people, and you make more and more friends, and it's like it just continues to spread, and then the longer you're around, the bigger that gets, and you just know so many people and have so many opportunities, just from surviving. So survive to the next day. Work hard every day. You don't have to be the greatest singer in the world. You don't have to be Pavarotti. As a cover band, we're not playing Carnegie Hall. You're out there working hard, and do everything you can every day to move your band forward that day. And just try to be around as long as you can possibly be around. Be kind. Be kind to everyone. Be kind to the bartenders. Be kind to the guy who's sweeping the floor. Be humble. None of us are Bon Jovi. None of us are multi-millionaires. We're all fortunate and blessed to play music for a living. And just be as nice as you can to everybody, and that karma will come around for you, and you'll be successful.
I agree. Glenn, anything else you want people to know about No Idea?
No, I think it's well covered.
Very good. All right. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully you got all that, huh?
Water